And then joined by West Stoles Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn. And for the varsity, going back to Wednesday, Scott, of course, it was the final duelment of the year in the dungeon. It was senior night, and West Stoles, a good night for that, for the seniors to put them out with a win over John Glenn and Ashland on Wednesday. Take us through those two matches.
Yeah, celebrating the senior class is a huge deal. Every year it's sad to lose those seniors. More specifically, you know, this is a group with, you know, a lot of personality. They're a lot of fun to be around, but, you know, they also work super hard. They've also had a ton of success throughout their high school career. You know, looking back now that state duels is over, they've made the state duels 3 of the last 4 years, and they've been on some really good teams. And there's a reason for that. You know, they were a big part of that. And pretty much every single one of the kids throughout their high school careers contributed. I think they're all at least 3-time letter winners after this year, if not 4-time letter winners. So very huge, important senior class to the program. They do a lot for, you know, the kids on the high school team as well as the younger kids. Huge night. And it was nice to celebrate all those guys as well. So for the team scores, we wrestled John Glenn first round. We won 65-13, and then we wrestled Ashland, and it was 68-12. We decided as a coaching staff to celebrate those seniors, and we made all 6 of the seniors the wrestlers of the week. So our senior class: Peyton Martin, Gabe Umstead, Loudon Dixon, Cam McCluggage, Grady Hawkins, and Dylan Sauer. So great group of kids. We've been pressuring the underclassmen here, the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Like, hey guys, we're losing a lot of personality here. They are characters. I said, you guys got to step up and, you know, bring the fun next year, because, you know, this group, they're a blast to be around, but also when it's time to work, they work super hard too. So it was a good night. I was a little nervous after, you know, our big regional duel weekend. I was interested to see how they performed after, you know, that big event, see if there's any let off, but, you know, they hit the ground running Wednesday and wrestled really, really well.
Absolutely. You mentioned the state duels that took place on Saturday, the Division II state team duels wrestling tournament over Bishop Watterson, and the West Stoles finished up in 3rd place and the best finish in school history.
Yeah, the coaches were still kind of in shock. You know, at the beginning of the season, I always lay out, you know, my expectations for the team, that my goals, like where, what I think the team can accomplish. I think at the beginning of the year, I don't know if they really believed me, because I constantly said throughout the season, like, I don't think you guys understand what you're capable of. I don't think you guys understand your potential. I mean, we do have a lot of young kids in the lineup, so that might be part of the reason. But I told them all year, I said, you guys are capable of pretty much whatever you guys put your mind to. And I'm glad they came out and wrestled really well this weekend, because, you know, sometimes as coaches, we say that stuff, and if it doesn't ever come to fruition, then they kind of look at us crazy. But man, they showed up. Kind of like last year too, they wrestled really well at state duels last year. And, you know, I had people from other schools, I had coaches, I had officials come up to me and say how well and how impressed they were of our performance. So I can't say enough about this group. You know, my coaching staff helping us get ready and prepare them. But man, they wrestled lights out this weekend. You know, going into the first round, we had Perkins. We were winning big. I think we were up 31-0 at one point. And then we, you know, kind of went back and forth in some matches. And then Cam McCluggage had a clutch win. He was down, I think it was, I want to say it was 5-1 he was losing. Had a huge throw, ends up winning 8-5, and that clinched the duel. And so we forfeited out just to, you know, save matches and not have to worry about going and throwing a kid out there and potentially getting hurt, because we were already on to the next round. So we ended up winning 39-34. And then the next round, we wrestled the number one seed, Bishop Watterson. We lost 46-21. And we were kind of talking before the airing here, and I think, you know, we had probably 4 matches that could have went differently. And, you know, those 4 matches go in our favor. You know, potentially that duel's a lot closer and reachable, but Bishop Watterson's an excellent team. So we lost in the semifinals, and that dropped us down for a 3rd place match. We wrestled New Lex, which I told the team, this, you know, on paper, this is the best dual team top to bottom. They don't have any holes, you know, where they have, you know, forfeits or, you know, a kid that they're just throwing in there just to fill the lineup. They are solid from top to bottom, and this team showed up. You know, after a semifinal loss, it's tough to get back for that next match. And I'm really proud of how they wrestled. Wins and losses. You know, the losses, we lost tight matches. They kept the matches close, which allowed us to be able to win the match. I think I had 5 weights that were swing matches. Either team could win. And 4 of the 5 matches we won, and not only won, but we got bonus points in those matches. And it's why we were able to win the duels, because those 4 kids that won, which was Liam Angle, Lincoln Gones, Cam McCluggage, and Dylan Sowers. And then the matches we lost close. Wyatt Crabb probably put together his best match of his season. wrestling the number two kid in the state. I believe the score, I think it's 7-3 or 7-4. Wrestled a really good match. And then Colton Garver wrestled a kid that he could see in districts and might be a state qualifier and lost 11-3. Kept the match close, fought off his back a couple times, not giving up back points. And because of those things, everybody needs to perform. Otherwise, you can't win a dual meet. So I can't say enough about these guys. We talked Monday at practice. I still don't think that they realize what they did. The best finish in school history. You know, they get a banner in the gym, something that, you know, West Holmes team has not done. And, you know, looking back, we've had some really, really good teams all the way back into the 90s. So, yeah, and one day it'll hit them and they'll realize. But I'm really proud of this team. They're coachable. They work super hard. And they're a fun team, too. They're fun to be around. They play hard, but they work hard. So I can't say enough about this team.
Just a great effort for the Knights wrestling team, and more great things to come, that's for sure. And also over the weekend on Sunday, the middle school wrestlers were in action for the OAC Junior High State District Qualifier over at New Lexington.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not missing anybody, but Mason Dye, Noah Neville, Hudson Ross, those are all the 7th graders wrestling. And then we had the 8th graders, Weston Rogers, Carter Kick, Gavin Hoover, Jake Lennington, Jet Justice, and Clint Burgett. All those guys competed again at that second wave of districts to try to qualify for the state tournament. Unfortunately, nobody qualified, but I think most of them want a match. And I know Coach Wilcox said, even though, you know, we didn't get anybody out, the kids wrestled hard, they compete. I'm really excited about the future. You know, Coach Wilcox and his staff do a great job. This is a good group of kids. I mean, I'm excited to get my hands on them here at the high school and see what they're capable of too, because those two groups, when they get to high school, they're going to be contributors right away. I mean, it's a really strong 7th and 8th grade class. So even though they didn't qualify, I'm proud of them for going out there, putting themselves out, you know, and that says a lot about those kids and their effort.
Good group there with the middle school wrestlers and also with the elementary school wrestlers. Outstanding group there as well. There's some guys still wrestling in that group. And on Sunday was the OIWA state tournament at Glen Oak, and it was Chance and Hart who finished up a state runner-up in the 110-pound weight class.
Yeah, so we had 8 kids wrestling at state, which I think was the most that we've ever had. So obviously a talented group. And then, you know, a lot of these kids might be their first or second year starting. So it really is a pretty young group too. Chance in place last year, so he had that state experience. And Dawson Miller, he's been there. Unfortunately, he just fell short, but you know, he's such a hard wrestler. He's so talented. I can't wait for him to get into, you know, 7th and 8th grade. I think he's going to have a lot of success ahead of him. Jordan Vaughn, only in 4th grade. He went 1-2. Fletcher Hawkins, a 6th grader. He's come a long way. He wrestled some really good matches this weekend. Austin Sprang, he's a 2nd grader, first year wrestler, first year starter. You know, he's a little guy too. I think he's like, I don't know, 52 or 56 pounds. Yeah, but he's picked it up really quick. He's got a bright future. Mason Hart, which is Chanson's brother, he's only in 3rd grade. Oh, bless his heart. He was sick, in tears, you know, didn't know if he wanted to wrestle or not because he was so sick. He decided to tough it out, which I'm really proud of him for. You know, he battled. He just, you know, he was under the weather. Silas Larimore is a 6th grader. He had a tough draw. He had 2 really tough matches. He's got a ton of talent. And then Everett Tuatama, he's also a 6th grader. He kind of was in the shadows for a while, you know, behind Jackson and Rowan and Weston and a bunch of different kids. And he finally, you know, the past 2 years got that starting spot. I'm really proud of him qualifying for state. He works super hard, wrestles a lot during the off season. So this is a really talented group. I'm really proud of how they wrestled. But yeah, Chanson is the star show there on Sunday. He wrestled really well, getting the finals, and then just had a little bit of a heartbreak and just falls short. But, you know, Chanson is a kid that he has all the potential in the world. I tell people all the time, you know, he doesn't quite know what he's capable of. You know, when he figures out where his athletic ability, his strength, you know, that all stars align, he's going to be a dangerous, dangerous man. Great showing by Chanson this weekend.
A lot of tough kids, even at that elementary school level, that's for sure, at West Holmes. Looking ahead this week, of course, the season moving right along here, Scott. Got the OCC Championship Tournament over at Ashland for the varsity this Saturday.
Yeah, it's always a good test. Adding Dover this year to the conference is going to be nice. It's going to fill that tournament up a little bit more. I believe wrestling's going to start at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it's at Ashland High School. So I'm excited to see how the guys compete. I think Ashland coming in is probably the favorite, but if the guys keep wrestling the way they're wrestling, we can certainly give Ashland a run for their money. But yeah, it should be an interesting tournament and you know, looking to cap the season off before we head to sectionals the next week.
Looking forward to that. And of course, the OAC district qualifier for the elementary school wrestlers as well taking place this weekend.
Yeah, so there will be another wave for the youth kids. I think we had 5 or 6 that were signed up, and there might be a couple more here or there, but it'll be at Steubenville on Sunday, and wrestling will start at 9 a.m. there, and a chance for them to get to the state tournament. Top four placers at the grade school level go to the state tournament, which would be, I think, the third weekend in March. So excited to see how those kids compete. I know Jordan Vaughn, my son, is one of them, and then there's several others. So the whole program, really. I mean, I really love watching them wrestle. They do a great job, and it's a testament to their coaches at each level.
All right. Well, good luck to the varsity. Good luck to those wrestlers as well for this weekend. And Scott, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's the voice of West Knowles Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn on the weekly wrestling report.